Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Brachos with the second and third Mishnayos. The second Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, begins, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana hayem ispalo b'chnisaso lebeis ha-medrash u'b'yisiyaso tefillah katsara. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana would daven upon entering the Beis Medrash and upon exiting a short prayer. Amru lo, they said to him, Mamo kamo tefillah zo. What's the nature of this prayer? Amar lahem, he answered them, V'knisasi ani mispalel shelo tera tekala al yadi. Upon entering, I say a prayer that no error or no obstacle should come about through my hands. U'btiyasi ani nosein hadaya al chelki. And upon exiting, I give thanks for my share. So let's take a look in the Bartonuro. Ma mokom literally means what is the place of this prayer, and he explains klomar mativa, what's the nature of this prayer. Shlo tera tekala, that I shouldn't be the source of any obstacle. Shlo yavo michsha ayadi, no stumbling block should come about because of me. Kidimaforish b'braisa, as a braisa explains, and braisa is a teaching contemporary with the Mishnah that was not included in the final edition. Shlo echsho b'davar halacha v'yismichu bi chaverai, that I should not make an error in some matter of law and have my colleagues rely upon me. Hare rasha tavo ayadai egrum lahem shiyanshu. Because it would be an evil thing to come about through me if they did something that would cause them to be punished. Ani nosen hadaya al chelki, I give thanks for my share, for my lot in life. Moda al hatova shechalek li, I give thanks for the good of my portion, shesam chelki miyoshvei beis hamedrash, because my lot in life is among those who sit in the study hall. Ushtei tefilos halalu v'chnisaso lebeis hamedrash u'bitzaso chova al kol ish ve'ish l'omran. And these two prayers that are said upon entering and exiting the beis hamedrash are obligatory on every person to say them. D'ha amrinim b'braisa, as we say in a braisa, b'knisaso mahu omer. What does one say when entering? B'tziyaso mahu omer. What does one say upon exiting? Mashma d'chova l'mrinhu. So it's evident from this that it's an obligation for a person to say them. Mishnah Gimel. Rabban Gamliel omer. Rabban Gamliel says, b'chol yom mispala adam shmona esrei. Every day a person should say shmona esrei, the 18 blessings. Quick look in the Tosfos Yontiv. Shmona esrei, ba'af al pi shehein teisha esrei, even though there are really 19 blessings. Birkas haminim biyavne tiknuha la'achar zman b'yimei Rabban Gamliel. The blessing against heretics was established in Yavne sometime later in the days of Rabban Gamliel. Ve'elo yudches anshei knesses hagadola tiknum. But the 18, the shmona esrei, those the anshei knesses hagadola established. Rabbi Yeshua omer me'ein shmona esrei. Rabbi Yeshua says something like Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Im Shagur Tfilasu Bepiv Yispalo Shmona Esrei. If somebody's davening is sure in his mouth, then he should say all 18 blessings. Ve'imlav Me'in Shmona Esrei. But if he's not adept at davening, then he should say something like Shmona Esrei. So let's look in the Bartonuro and see what that is. Me'in Shmona Esrei. Eist mefarshe gemara, she'omer mikol bracha u'bracha min ha'emtzios b'kotzer. There's an opinion in the Talmud that it's a piece of the middle portion of each bracha. Let's look on the Tosfos Yontiv, and then we'll come back to the Bartonuro. Kagon atachonein l'adam da'as brachat ha'ashem chonein hadas. So just saying, you give a person knowledge, blessed are you God who gives us knowledge. Slach lanu avinu brachat ha'ashem chonein ha'mar b'lasloach. Please forgive us, blessed are you, God who forgives, etc. V'chein kulam, and this is the case for all of them. Chutz mishlosh rishonos v'shlosh achronos, except for the first three and the last three, shlo yosif v'lo yigra bahem, which cannot be added to or taken away from. So that's what it means by a piece of the middle of each one, back in the Bartonuro. V'chosem al ko achas v'achas, and there would be a conclusion, bracha ta Hashem, the usual ending to each bracha. That's one opinion in the Gemara. Ve'es da'amri, there's another opinion that says, Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu, ladas darkecha. This is a blessing, Havineinu, which is that God should enable us to know His ways. Shehi bracha achas, which is a single bracha, sheyesh bo me'ein kol ha-brachos ha-imtzois shel shmona esrei, which has in it a piece of each of the middle of the 18 benedictions. V'chosein bracha ta-Hashem shamea tefillah. And it ends, bracha ta-Hashem, who listens to prayers. Shagur Baviv, if his davening is sure in his mouth, Shulamud Vrogilba, he's learned and he's familiar with it. Bahalacha Krebi Akiva, Shemi Sha'ain Tvilasa Shagur Baviv, O Bishas Hadachach, Mispal Adam Shlosh Vishonos, Vishlosh Achronos, Bahavinenu Beemsa. And the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that someone who is not adept at davening, or who has an extenuating circumstance, time is almost out for davening, for example, then he would say the first three, the last three, and Havinenu in the middle. Keep in mind that the being adept with brachos, this was written before the invention of the printing press, there weren't really siddurim to go around. Of course, any of us can read it from a siddur, even in English. So, v'havinenu be'emsa, havinenu in the middle, shehi me'ein kol hem tzius. Even this can't be done all the time. Chutz miyamos ha'geshamim, except for the rainy season, she'eno mispal havinenu, in which havinenu would not be said, mimnei shetzarech lomar she'ela b'brichas hashanim. You need to say the request for rain in the blessing of the year. V'chutz miyamosei shabbasos v'yamim tovim, and he can't say this havinenu after Shabbos or Yontov either, shetzarech lomar havdala b'chonein hadas. Because you need to say havdala, you need to end Shabbos in davening when you say the bracha chonein hadas. That is the second and third Mishnayos in the fourth chapter of Brachos. Join us tomorrow when we will continue.